Illustration: Rosharan Wines. The cultured Vorin knows their wines and speaks confidently on the subject. Types of wine, in order of strength. Weakest, pink. Floral aids alertness.
I've had milk more intoxicating than this.
Orange, fruity, with notes of ginger. Yellow, bold and deep, without guilt. Auburn, spicy taste with an earthy aroma.
Made from fermented fruit, and is similar to the grapevines we're used to.
Red, flavorful with a pleasant burn. Sapphire, nutty taste with hints of honey.
Made from fermented lavis grain. Depending on the infusions, this traditionally tastes more like whiskey.
Strongest, blue, complex notes of berry and lemon. Violet, spiced sandalwood aroma. It serves the cultured Vorin well to be versed in the diverse beers, mud beers, ciders, juices, and lagers of other cultures. Cider is served chilled, if possible. Horn-eater lager should not be drunk in the presence of enemies.
Responsible for that embarrassing tattoo of mine.
Weinspren are quite rare, reported only in foreign nations.
What? Rare? I see these all the time.
94. A small bottle. 7 years ago. Delinar stumbled as he swept everything from the dresser, upending a bowl of hot soup. He didn't want soup. He yanked out drawers, dumping clothing to the ground, steam curling from the spilled broth. They'd done it again. They'd taken his bottles. How dare they? Couldn't they hear the weeping? He roared, then grabbed his trunk, overturning it. A flask rolled out along with the clothing. Finally, something they hadn't found. He slurped down the dregs it contained and groaned. The weeping echoed around him. Children dying. Evie begging for her life. He needed more. But wait. Did he need to be presentable? The hunt. Was that today? Stupid man, he thought. The last of the hunts had been weeks ago. He'd convinced Gavilar to come with him out into the wilderness, and the trip had gone well. Dalinar had been presentable, sober, commanding even. A figure right from the Storming Songs. They'd discovered those parchmen. They'd been so interesting. For a time, away from civilization, Dalinar had felt like himself. His old self. He hated that person. Growling, he dug in his large wardrobe. This fort on the eastern rim of Alethkar was the first mark of civilization on their trip home. It had given Dalinar access again to the necessities of life, like wine. He barely heard the rap on his door as he flung coats out of the wardrobe. When he looked over, he saw two youths standing there, his sons. Anger Spren boiled around him. Her hair, her judgmental eyes. How many lies about him had she stuffed into their heads? What? Dalinar roared. Adolin stood his ground. Almost 17 now, fully a man. The other one, the invalid, cringed down. He looked younger than his, what, 12 years, 13? We heard the commotion, sir, Adolin said, jutting out his chin. We thought you might need help. I need nothing. Out! Get out! They scrambled away. Dalinar's heart raced. He slammed the wardrobe and pounded his fists on the bedside table, toppling the sphere lamp. Puffing, groaning, he fell to his knees. Storms. They were only a few days' march from the ruins of Rathalas. Was that why the screaming was louder today? A hand fell on his shoulder. Father? Adolin, so help me. Still kneeling, Dalinar turned, then cut off. It wasn't Adolin, but the other one. Renarin had returned, timid as always, his spectacled eyes wide and his hand trembling. He held something out, a small bottle. Renarin swallowed.
Got you one, with the spears the king gave me. Because you always go through what you buy so quickly.
Dalinar stared at that bottle of wine for an endless moment.
Gavilar hides the wine from me, he mumbled. That's why none is left. I couldn't possibly have drunk it all.
Renarin stepped in and hugged him. Dalinar flinched, bracing as if for a punch. The boy clung to him, not letting go.
They talk about you,
Renarin said.
But they're wrong. You just need to rest after all the fighting you did. I know. And I miss her too.
Dalinar licked his lips.
What did she tell you? He said, voice ragged. What did your mother say about me?
The only honest officer in the army,
Renarin said.
The honorable soldier. Noble, like the heralds themselves. Our father, the greatest man in Alethkar.
What stupid words. Yet Dalinar found himself weeping. Renarin let go, but Dalinar grabbed him, pulling him close.
Oh, Almighty! Oh, God! Oh, God, please! I've started to hate my sons!
Why hadn't the boys learned to hate him back? They should hate him. He deserved to be hated.
Please, anything.
I don't know how to get free of this. Help me! Help me!
Dalinar wept and clung to that youth, that child, as if he were the only real thing left in a world of shadows.